The same-sex marriage debate is stirring controversy around the country. But what will happen to anti-discrimination laws if the marriage laws are changed? Danielle Daly reports.
The line between religious freedom and preventing discrimination is finely balanced. But if the same-sex marriage postal survey leads to a change in marriage laws, this balance may need to be addressed. Professor Michael Quinlan, Dean of the Sydney School of Law at Notre Dame University, says the protections for religious freedoms in potential legislation, such as the private members' bill put forward by Liberal Senator Dean Smith, are too weak.
That bill provides protection for religious ministers and for churches so that they continue to act in accordance with their particular faith position. It also provided some protections for civil celebrants who have a religious position or religious view, and perhaps a conscientious view, I can't remember, but let's say a religious view in relation to what marriage constitutes for them, so long as those people put their name on a register, so disclose their personal position in relation to marriage. It also provided some protection for religious bodies, which is quite a narrowly defined group, but it doesn't provide protections for ordinary people who may have a particularly strong or particular religious or conscientious view about what constitutes marriage. And that's what I was just about to talk about. What we've seen overseas is that some people who have that strong view have been working in the wedding industry or are providers of services or goods which may be used for weddings, and those particular people feel that their religious belief or their conscience dictates to them that marriage has a particular meaning, and they don't want to be seen to be endorsing a view of marriage which is inconsistent with their religious faith or their conscience. So where you have that sort of situation, you have a conflict between two then existing rights. So you would have the state recognised right of same-sex couples to marry in a marriage which is recognised by the state as marriage. And then you would have the religious freedom questions and freedom of conscience questions of those people who continue to strongly believe that marriage is not the way it's then defined by the state, and how you best deal with that.
But he also acknowledges that there are some protections for religious freedom in our legal system as it stands.
Oh, that's section 116, and essentially it provides, as you say, and it's been interpreted essentially to provide that the Commonwealth government can't introduce any established religion in Australia and can't establish a religious test for employees working for the Commonwealth. They're pretty limited protections. Essentially, the reason for 116 primarily was to ensure that Australia, unlike the United Kingdom, which at that time and today does have an established religion, would not have an established religion because of the multi-faith nature of Australia as at 1901 and from Federation.
Dr. Luke Beck, a senior lecturer in law at the University of Western Sydney, doesn't think that there is any justification to exempt non-religious organisations from anti-discrimination laws.
Where you get slightly more controversial is what about ordinary commercial operators? If a person is a baker or a photographer or a florist and has a religious objection to a same-sex couple or an interfaith couple or some other sort of couple, then should that person be allowed to have an exemption from anti-discrimination laws? And the answer in Australia at the moment is no. If you are a devout Catholic, and you, for example, and you have a religious objection to divorcees getting remarried, there's no exemption from anti-discrimination laws for commercial operators like that. So it's not clear why you would need or want a special exemption simply in the case of same-sex couples or religious objections to same-sex couples, because a religious objection to one type of marriage is surely in principle no different to a religious objection to some other type of marriage. And in the case of interfaith marriages, there's no exemption. In the case of divorcees remarrying, there's no exemption. So it's not clear why people would want an exemption that targets gay people.
The law as it stands allows religious organisations to hire and fire employees based on their beliefs of the faith. Tim Vines from Civil Liberties Australia says this effectively allows them to discriminate against people as they see fit.
Australia has some pretty broad anti-discrimination legislation. You can't discriminate against someone on the grounds of sexuality, gender, race, union membership and so on. However, there are exceptions under the anti-discrimination law which specifically exclude religious employers from the obligation to not discriminate against people on the grounds of their religious views. So, for example, Catholic schools will impose religious requirements and religious tests on their teachers, and they may even sack staff, for instance, who end up, like, leave the church, for example. They might sack staff members who come out as gay because that's considered to be against the religious ethos of the organisation. So it's quite interesting. We have anti-discrimination laws that in theory should apply to everyone, but the churches are allowed to discriminate even if they're performing a public function, like public education, for example.
Tim Vines from Civil Liberties Australia, ending that story by Danielle Daly.